Brian, you've had a lot of great moments in your career. Where does scoring an overtime winner in a football stadium with 33,000 people looking on rank?
It's up there. It's pretty cool. You know, I felt like is this one of those games where I just pretty much didn't have any chances. Then you get a two-on-one like that in overtime. You know, and I'll admit I didn't really do too much. I just went to the net and put my stick on the ice, and, you know, Callum made a great pass. So, but it was definitely a great feeling.
Of course, don't get to overtime, Josh, if you don't score the tying goal in the power play there. Power play had its struggles this season and again on the night. Maybe what clicked on that tying goal in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I thought we battled hard on that power play to get pucks back. There was a couple good plays down low, and we had talked right before that power play of trying to get some shots to the net and get traffic there. That, I mean, when it's not going well, that's usually a good recipe. So, yeah, just was able to make a good shot, and you could see the double screen in front. I think it was Scheif and Kyle in front. So when you have two screens like that and the goalie can't see and make a good shot, sometimes you get rewarded, so it was nice.
Brian, we talked about how disappointed you were to miss the last one. I mean, what was it like to live the experience, and what will stand out about the scene itself?
It was great. It was definitely frustrating last time watching from the sidelines and not getting to experience it. So, yeah, you know, when I heard we were playing outside, I definitely had this circled on the calendar and definitely lived up to everything. You know, I felt like everyone was kind of worried about the conditions and the ice and the wind and everything, but it turned out really well. I mean, just a bit of snow, but it wasn't too bad. So it's kind of the perfect conditions, and everything went well out there.
Back right.
Hey, Josh. I know you scored a lot of goals when you played for the Prince Albert Raiders. What was it like returning to this market, though, you know, and being back in Saskatchewan for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, right when I heard about the game being here in Regina and being back in Saskatchewan, I was extremely excited. I mean, for me, obviously playing for Prince Albert and playing a lot of games here in Regina and all over the province, but also my family, you know, having basically my entire dad's side of the family is from here in Regina, and, you know, my grandparents live their whole lives here and whatnot. So on a lot of levels, it was really exciting to come back. And you know, I guess when I turned pro and made the NHL, I didn't anticipate necessarily we'd get a chance to play back here again in Saskatchewan. So I really tried to soak it in today, and just, you know, thought a lot about my grandparents, you know, passed away before the chance before I made the NHL, and they would have had a chance to watch me. So you know, to kind of come back here where they live their whole lives and whatnot, and that was pretty special.
Back left.
What were your thoughts on how Regina did with a game of this magnitude?
I thought it was amazing. The support right from the time we landed yesterday and at practice. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen as many, you know, jerseys walking around downtown outside the hotels and whatnot that I've seen the last couple days. And you know, I think everyone coming to the game knew that it was going to be cool and windy. And, you know, as soon as we walked out of the tunnel, that crowd was electric. It was completely full. And, as a player, it was just an awesome time. And I think the city and the province really embraced it.
Second row on the right.
For both you guys, obviously the conditions and the snow globe made it something to remember, but does it make it even a little bit more special with coming back and being part of such a hard-fought game to end up on the right side?
Yeah, I think it's definitely more enjoyable when you come out on that side. You know, it's a lot more fun to win, and you know, looking back on it, you know, we'll have those memories of coming back and fighting back and forcing that overtime and scoring. So I think, yeah, definitely makes it more memorable and enjoyable.
Got time for two more. Right side.
Josh, can you give us a sense of the challenges of, like, making a simple play? There was certainly a lot of offense created, but, I mean, there was also a lot of bouncing pucks and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. Like, the ice itself for skating on was some of the best I think we've all talked about, was the best we've ever skated on the NHL. It was hard, and I think the only challenge was the snow, obviously, on top of, you know, the usual wear and tear on the ice during the game. The snow made it difficult. Felt like the first period maybe where you know, obviously with the opening ceremonies and stuff like that, they didn't have a chance to shovel for a while. So the first, maybe until that first whistle, was probably the worst it was the whole game. But overall, I think once everyone settled in and kind of got used to what the conditions were, it wasn't a too big of a factor. But at the beginning, it definitely was the worst.
Last question up front.
Okay, Josh, how did family presence inspire your play tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think for me, again, knowing that this is where my grandparents live their entire lives. My dad grew up here until he moved to Calgary and as an adult. And, you know, it was special. I think they were really supported me when I was a kid and didn't have the chance to watch me play a lot just because they didn't live where we did in Calgary. So to come back here and, you know, again, they were big Rider fans. They were season ticket holders. So at the old stadium, of course, but to kind of get a win here in the fashion we did and personally score a goal, you know, that's something I'll remember for a long time. And it was like they were with me a little bit in that moment. So it was pretty special for me and my family.